From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his final message in an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. In verse 29 of chapter 24, we find a very brief obituary of the man who had succeeded Moses as the leader of Israel. Faithfully carrying out the Lord's instructions, Joshua had led the nation into the promised land, had commanded the army of Israel in their victorious campaign of conquest, and had seen to the division of the land among the 12 tribes. Now, at age 110, he passed into eternity. In the course of this farewell to Joshua, Dr. Cairns is seeking to draw lessons from Joshua's life and career that foreshadow the ministry of our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even Joshua's name reminds us of the Savior, for it is simply the Old Testament form of Jesus. Joshua's work also parallels Christ's, for he led Israel out of the wilderness into the land of promise, even as the Lord Jesus brings his people out of the wilderness of sin into the glorious rest of salvation. As we'll see today, there are also striking contrasts between Joshua and Christ. Joshua died and returned to dust, but Christ died and rose again. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of A Sermon About Us and Our Savior. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Our text for this morning is found in Psalm 39 and verse 12. I am a stranger with Thee. Yes, O Lord, with Thee, but not to Thee. All my natural alienation from Thee, Thy grace has effectually removed. And now, in fellowship with Thyself, I walk through this sinful world as a pilgrim in a foreign country. Thou art a stranger in thine own world. Man forgets thee, dishonors thee, sets up new laws and alien customs, and knows thee not. When thy own dear son came unto his own received him not. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Never was foreigner so speckled a bird among the denizens of any land, as thy beloved son among his mother's brethren. It is no marvel, then, if I, who live the life of Jesus, should be unknown and a stranger here below. Lord, I would not be a citizen where Jesus was an alien. His pierced hand has loosened the cords which once bound my soul to earth, and now I find myself a stranger in the land. My speech seems to these Babylonians among whom I dwell an outlandish tongue. My manners are singular, and my actions are strange. A Tartar would be more at home in Cheapside than I could ever be in the haunts of sinners. But here is the sweetness of my lot. I am a stranger with Thee. Thou art my fellow sufferer, my fellow pilgrim. Oh, what a joy to wander in such blessed society! My heart burns within me, by the way, when Thou dost speak to me. And though I be a sojourner, I am far more blessed than those who sit on thrones, and far more at home than those who dwell in their sealed houses. To me remains nor place nor time. My country is in every clime. I can be calm and free from care on any shore, since God is there. While place we seek or place we shun, the soul finds happiness in none. But with a God to guide our way, 'tis equal joy to go or stay.
Believe.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. We'd like to remind you that the latest issue of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine is available. The theme for the first quarter of the year is the Everlasting Gospel, and three Free Presbyterian ministers deal with this subject under three headings: What is the Gospel?, One Bible, One Gospel, and Christ, the Power and Wisdom of God. In addition, Jill Saunders contributes a devotional article called A Woman Called Damaris, the story of a lady of Athens who came to Christ under Paul's ministry. Then the new editor of LTBS magazine, the Reverend Noel Hughes, tells the story of the Hebron Outreach Ministry in an article called Reaching the Children. You may have a free copy of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine simply by asking for it. To obtain your copy, please write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com.
the entire humanity of Jesus Christ was made. He was made of a woman. He was not merely carried by a woman. He was made of a woman. There is the glorious miracle of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. His deity, his humanity and his virgin birth. But notice this, he was made under the law. He was the servant of Moses. He was the satisfier of the law. We spent some time, a couple of Sabbath evenings ago, thinking of Christ, the end of the law. Christ, the fulfiller of the law. Christ, the satisfier of the law. He who fulfilled all righteousness. As the Old Testament Joshua was the servant of the Lord, so is our Lord Jesus Christ. And in serving the Lord, he fulfilled the law in its letter, in its precept, and thank God he satisfied it in the penalty that it demanded, because he, as Joshua, went through Jordan. It was only because he went through Jordan, the Jordan of death, that he could take his people through and into the land of God's provided salvation. So the very name of Joshua, his office, parallels that of Christ. And so, of course, does his work. What a work Joshua did. As the children of Israel stood around his dead body, they would have been the wickedest of men, the most undeserving and ungrateful of men, had they not thought what a great work Joshua had done for them. He had led them out of the wilderness. He had led them through the River Jordan on dry ground. He had brought them to the other side. He had conquered their enemies. He had reduced the great city of Jericho. He had brought them from victory unto victory until finally he put them in possession of their promised rest in God's land that flowed with milk and honey, the land of Canaan. What a work Joshua did. Bless God, it was but a picture of the greater work of the greater Joshua. That rest, Paul tells us in Hebrews 4, was not the final rest. It was not the full rest. It was not what God really had promised. It was but a picture of the greater rest that the greater Joshua gives to his people. Thank God for a Savior who has led us out of the wilderness. Where did Jesus find us? He found us in a waste and howling wilderness. He could have left us there. He owed us nothing. But bless God in love, he came into the wilderness and he led us out. He led us through the Jordan of his death, onto resurrection ground, into the experience of God's rest. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is a glorious rest in Jesus Christ. It is the land that flows with milk and honey. You think of Canaan, and I'm not going to read these passages again. I have done it on various occasions. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and Deuteronomy chapter 10, you've got a glorious description of the land of Canaan. What is there in Canaan? What was in it for the people of God? It was the land of fullness, the land of fatness, the land of God's favor, the land of plenty, the land of the vine and the oil olive, the land that God rained upon from heaven, whose hills and valleys were blessed of God. It was a sumptuous land. into which God brought his people. And my friend, that is but a vague little picture of what the Savior brings us into. So many times Christians concentrate when they give their testimony on the wilderness out of which the Savior brought them, and they fail to concentrate into the wonderful land into which the Savior brings them. Bless God, he has not only taken us out of the wilderness, but he has brought us into Canaan, where God hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where we can enjoy the fullness and the fatness of God's favor. And we can go with Peter down the list of these things, saying, thank God we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, sanctified through the Holy Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, begotten again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Bless God, he has brought us into a land of fullness. He has brought us into a land where we can not only be saved, but enjoy being saved, where we can walk in tandem with our Joshua, where we can have fellowship with our great captain of salvation, where we know his presence, we know his provision, we know his wisdom, we know his will, we know his guidance, we know his support, we know that he'll never leave us and never forsake us, and we know that we can enjoy all that he hath wrought for us. That's what the Savior has done for us. And as you look at Joshua, bless God, in him you have this picture. Glorious parallels. But can I say that there are equally glorious contrasts? Joshua completed the task of leading Israel into its rest. And then he died and was buried. And he remains buried to this day. And it's only lack of knowledge that keeps us from being able to go to the very spot in the earth where his body was interred, and whatever dust remains of it would still be there. But bless God, our Lord Jesus Christ died to lead his people into rest. And he rose again, and he lives in the power of an endless life. And it's not ignorance that keeps us from marking the place where Jesus' body lies in a grave. It is the fact that his body does not lie in the grave, but he is exalted and glorified, the risen Christ. This is the keynote of the gospel. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and exalted to the right hand of the Majesty on high. I went into a bookshop the other day. Actually, Joan was wanting to go into some other shop, and I saw a bookstore. I thought, well, now I'll go and look at there. It was a Doubleday bookstore. It's not particularly the store I normally would like to go into. I don't suppose it's much worse than anything else, but didn't look the kind of place I'm going to find much, except, this is going to shock some of you, but I'd better be honest, except it seems to carry a lot of Roman Catholic literature, and there was a large book by a Roman Catholic theologian that I wanted to get because it was spelling out in modern terms all what Rome believes. This was Hans Küng, and we are told that Hans Küng, of course, is the new generation of Roman Catholic theologians. Everything's different. You don't go back to Council of Trent and all that. Just read Hans Küng. And, of course, I read Hans Küng when I was browsing around Barnes & Noble up here one day. I took it down and I read it. And my wife was going to buy me a book at that time. I said, Joan, buy me that. She said, nope. She's a real bigot. Says, I'm not giving the Pope any money to buy you a book. I said, but I need it for my theology lectures. I need it. Can't quote it if I don't have it. Can't refute it if I don't. Well, get it yourself then. And I was foolish enough to let it go, and I have never come across it again. So I went into this bookstore that carries a lot of Roman Catholic literature, apparently, and I was looking for Hans Küng. They didn't have Hans Küng. What they did have was this big diatribe by a learned lunatic who spends his time deciphering the hidden meanings of various literatures, which is that Jesus' grave is in France. Now, of course, he could have, somebody else, the Muslims had it in the Himalayas. Now he has it in France. And I'm here to tell you that they're all the devil's liars. And if that doesn't sound charitable, let me tell you, it's extremely charitable compared to what God is going to say to them when they finally meet him. These are the devil's liars. For the grave of the Lord Jesus is just outside the city wall in Jerusalem, and it's unoccupied because he rose again from the dead. And he lives. He lives in a glorified body, but in that real body in which he died. And I can't emphasize this enough. The glorification of the body of Jesus Christ, whatever change it makes, and that's something beyond our ken, does not change this, that it is the very body in which he died and the very body in which he rose again from the dead, the very body in which he will come again and in the which he will live forever. My, that's the glory of the gospel, of Christ who died and who rose again.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.